This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new California law bans all plastic shopping bags. California had already banned thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores, but shoppers could purchase bags made with a thicker plastic that purportedly made them reusable and recyclable. The new measure, approved by state legislators, bans all plastic shopping bags in California starting in 2026. Consumers who don't bring their own bags will be offered paper bags instead. A state study found that the amount of plastic shopping bags trashed per person grew from 8 pounds a year in 2004 to 11 pounds a year in 2021. The previous bag ban passed a decade ago did not reduce the overall use of plastic. The environmental nonprofit Oceana applauded Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom for signing the bill and safeguarding California's coastline, marine life, and communities from single-use plastic grocery bags. As San Francisco's mayor in 2007, Newsom signed the nation's first plastic bag ban. 12 states, including California, already have some type of statewide plastic bag ban in place, and hundreds of cities across 28 states also have their own plastic bag bans in place. Voters in Bozeman, Montana just passed a citizen initiative to ban plastic shopping bags. That ordinance takes effect in May of next year. A recent study found that a specific treatment plan could reduce the risk of patients dying from cervical cancer by 40%, marking the biggest gain in survival since the adoption of chemoradiation in 1999. The new treatment regimen involves a short course of chemotherapy before chemoradiation, which is a combination of chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Researchers found that 80% of those who received a short course of chemo before chemoradiation were alive, and for 72% of those survivors, the cancer had not returned or spread. The study authors also found a 40% reduction in the risk of death and a 35% reduction in the risk of recurrence when comparing patients who received only the standard course of chemoradiation. Dr. Mary McCormick, the trial's lead investigator at University College London, said, "Every improvement in survival for a cancer patient is important, especially when the treatment is well tolerated and given for a relatively short time, allowing women to get back to their normal lives relatively quickly. This approach is a straightforward way to make a positive difference using existing drugs that are cheap and already approved for use in patients." Montana State University's Western Transportation Institute is receiving a large grant for a proposed program that will focus on rail workforce development. WTI will receive more than $6.4 million through the Federal Railroad Administration's Consolidated Rail Infrastructure and Safety Improvements Program. The goal of the program is to develop local talent pools for the rail industry and to engage with students at the college level while rail infrastructure is planned and enhanced. Susan Gallagher, WTI Education and Workforce Program Manager, said, "Workforce development has always been our goal, and we really want to focus on local communities, but also develop workforce development strategies that can be nationally applied," Gallagher said. Next steps include developing multi-sector working groups to help guide the rail infrastructure workforce program moving forward. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.